repeat after me. Bugger off.
Bugger off.
Sod.
Sod.
Bloody.
Bloody.
Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, also 101.9 FM in cable. We have another digit on our TELUS digital single signal. Oh, hey, what the hell? New CD players. Gotta put them in single mode. Yes, or we gotta put them to sleep. Yes, Generation Annihilation, that's what I said. Channel 3717 on TELUS Digital Cable and www.citr.ca online. View our playlist online, www.generationannihilation.com. And my name is Aaron, and we got a guy across from us. He's been away for a little while. When's the last time you've been up? Have you lost count?
It's probably been, what, 3 weeks?
3 weeks, yeah. About three weeks or a month.
Yeah.
Where you been all this time?
I went on a tour, then I got back, and then I had to Distort Vancouver to deal with. And, yeah, now I'm...
Which I wasn't going to mention unless you mentioned, because I remember you saying you didn't want to hear anything about Distort or Vancouver for a while. Very overwhelming, but successful 3 days for you.
Yeah, it was a great 3 days. Thanks to everyone who came out and all the bands, and yeah.
Good times. Road with your band Total War.
Oh, big time. Lots of fun times with old Nick Greco and Hesher there.
Down the coast and back?
Yeah, down to LA and back. The punk scene's alive and thriving all down the West Coast. It's pretty awesome.
Good to hear. And yes, October is here, and you would know it. I'm wearing a flannel shirt and my woolly tights. And the photo over to my left is wearing his engineer boots. But even in the summertime, it doesn't stop him from wearing those big things.
Exactly. Just don't ask me to take them off.
Yeah,
they're a disgusting smell.
All right,
it's vile, horrendous.
Do you think they smell as bad as Colin from GBH's? Engineer boots?
Ooh, I don't know. We might have to have a competition. Either way, I don't want to drink out of his boot or my boot.
Okay, there we go. And yeah, started things off with two songs going out to the late Clifford Robert Olson. I don't want to say rest in peace. I'll say rotten hell and good riddance. Probably the most sadistic human being ever alive in Canadian history. Man, what a bad apple he was. And yeah, it's very hitting to home, because in 1981, before he got convicted of all his sex and murder crimes, I was a wee kid in Surrey, British Columbia, visiting my mom from up north. And geez, I guess I was about how old was I in 1981? Well, I don't want to do the math, but I was a young kid. And yeah, that was before Clifford Olson got convicted, and yeah, he murdered boys and girls from the ages of 9 to 16, and yeah, very sick puppy. And we heard a track from a band who was from Surrey, British Columbia way back when, Active Glands, from a demo of theirs, Clifford Robert Olson, and that's probably going back to 1984. And yes, he was so controversial, even a band from Toronto called Random Killing did a song about him in the early 90s with a track called Clifford. So yeah, some very grim stuff, but yeah, let's get on another topic. We're going to get into, we're going to fill some requirements for something that doesn't affect the show, but yeah, we still try to play it whenever possible. I'm talking about the FemCon.
The FemCon.
Yeah.
Big time.
And let's get into Vice Squad. Here we go.
Having snowshoe to his home, getting drunk and tired. the universe. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca. At Distributel, all high-speed internet services include unlimited downloads, so you'll never have to worry about caps or contracts again. With Distributel, you'll pay the same low price every month no matter how much you download. Plus, for a limited time only, enjoy free installation on all internet services. For more information, call 1-855-USAVE, visit distributel.ca, or find Distributel on Facebook to access cool contests. Distributel, welcome to a world without limits.
Generation Annihilation on CITR started things off with Vice Squad from the Stand Strong, Stand Proud release, originally going way back when to the early 80s on EMI Records, reissued on CD, courtesy of the fine Captain Oi Records. We heard a track called Death Wish, followed with the Smart Pills out of the UK. This one is going back to 1985-86-ish, I'll say. No Good, No Evil. We heard a track called Admission, and we followed with Civilized Society from the Scrap Metal release. Going back to 1986, a track called Star Wars. You could really hear that that metallic guitar sound going on there, and they sounded even more metal for their second album, which I don't have. Violence Sucks. It sounded like they were listening to a lot of Kill 'Em All when they recorded that. And we ended the set off with the A-Heads, going back to 1983 from a Blurred Records release, 7-inch release called Forgotten Hero, and we had a track called Isolated.
Some good stuff there, man.
Yeah. Some good female vocals, anarcho-punk from the early to mid-80s there, 4 songs of it. And we're going to get into an act right now from Montreal, I think they're from. Some real hard-as-nails, anti-racist, oi. The band is called Overpower, and this is a song called Montreal. Here we go.
Where the fuck is Lou? It's Saturday night. The storm was supposed to be vicious. The neighbors have just finished lunch, but here I am still fucking sick. Maybe he'll call on the phone.
I don't think so.
Maybe he just got too stoned.
How should I know?
Maybe he's sinking his bone.
All I wanna do, find out from you. Where the fuck is Lou? Where the fuck is Lou?
Fight for the people, fight for the cause, fight to the death. It's a working class war. Yes, that was the Hudson Falcons from the singles collection 1997 to 2002. Hudson Falcons from New Jersey.
Boot Boys.
Yeah.
Oi, oi.
Yeah, they listen to a lot of Bruce Springsteen, this band. If Bruce Springsteen ever played played Oi or Street Punk, they'd be the Hudson Falcons. And Yeah, Niblick Headbane in the set before that from the Go Away release, going back to 2001 on TKO Records. Where's Lou is the name of that track. And we start things off with Overpower, Hogtown Skins, Goodnight, White Pride, anti-racist, anti-fascist oi out of Montreal. And I think some of the members are from Toronto. One of the members is from the Blundermen. I notice I'm saying I think a lot. Should I be saying that? If I don't know for a fact, should I be...
You're under the impression.
Under the impression. There you go. Under the impression of the music we're playing. All right. Yeah, we get a hunch. I probably read it somewhere, you know. That just goes to tell you that not everything we say up here, don't take it for 100% at face value. We're not always right.
Don't quote us on anything.
No.
Especially me.
Yeah, okay. Well, what are we going to quote you on? What's up next? What do we got? Some reissues here?
I am going to play some ripping hardcore punk for the next half hour, I think. I'm going to start with the best band to ever come out of Norway, in my personal opinion. This is Svart Frampton with a song called Discipline. It's off the reissue 7-inch.
And
get it.
I'd be lying if I said I'm familiar with this.
Well, you get ready to get your mind.
I don't know everything that came out in 1984, but I try, and now I will be enlightened. Here we go.
We're getting started. We'll be right back.
How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's program.
In the October issue of Discorder, you can read up on great bands like Aunts and Uncles, Ghost House, and Yukon Blonde, cruise the oral history of Mint Records, and enjoy the fabulous cover story of Shimmering Stars. And don't miss the contributors' meeting September 29th at 6 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. Come one, come all.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca. Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
So how's this looking?
Oh man, Aaron, you look like a million bucks with those awesome headphones.
Broken in half. I guess my head's too big. I don't know. Do you think I got a big head? Or is that a loaded question?
I don't want to answer this, okay. Man. I don't know how you're going to take the answer. So.
Okay, well, then then if you can't say anything nice and positive, then don't say anything. All right.
I'll just announce some of the songs that we play.
Yeah, that sounds good. At the start of the set, we heard from legendary Svart Framted from the 1984 7-inch Discipline.
Yeah, oh, I love that 7-inch so much.
A reissue
awesome.
On Voltage Records. And we followed with another record out of Norway, but out of Sweden, Crude SS, Who'll Survive, classic going back to 1984, and that's on Voltage as well. Medoso followed, 10-inch of theirs.
7-inch.
7-inch, okay.
Yeah, this band features dudes from Peligro Social and Brian, the singer from Stormcrow, dear friend. Yeah, they're really good, but I guess that 7-inch is pretty much... all they have. I think they're kind of a kaput right now, but
brand new band.
No, I think this came out a few months ago, but yeah, they're not really doing anything now, I don't think so.
And it was,
but yeah, it was cool. I got to hang out with those dudes down in the San Francisco Bay. Got totally wasted and it was awesome. So that goes out to you, Brian, even though you're probably not listening. You're probably getting drunk or something in the parking lot of a Target.
Well, he can listen later.
On the podcast, buddy.
Yeah, and we followed with Hell Crusher. No, I mean Mass Control. No, I mean Hell Control. Blanker War 10-inch.
Yeah, and if anyone saw that band at Distort Fest, you'll know that they pretty much stole the entire weekend. Them Carnage, and Mundo Muerto.
Carnage Propaganda, and we followed with Mauser from the End of the Line. End of the Line was the name of the track off their 7-inch Vinyl Rights Records, which the Hell Control came out on Vinyl Rights. Where are they out of?
Out of Florida, same as where Mauser and Hell Control are from. And, yeah, unfortunately Mauser couldn't make it up, to play Distort Fest, which kind of sucks. But, yeah, luckily, Adrian, the singer, made it and he had some 7-inches. So hopefully you got one. If not, you'll just have to listen to our radio show every week.
And Chromosome followed on the Havoc Records, 8 tracks. Systematic Death was the name of the track. And is this Havoc, is this a new band on Havoc? Or
this is ex-members of Piss Christ. This is the new Piss Christ band. They just toured the West Coast like in the summertime sometime.
So that means they're from Australia.
They're from Australia.
All right.
Yeah, one of the only good things to come out of Australia other than extreme sports.
And Men at Work.
And Men at Work.
And the Vicious Circle. And what else is good from Australia?
I X don't know. Is pretty good. Scientist. Yeah, okay. Australia's yeah, okay. All right. I shouldn't badmouth it.
Yep.
I'm just getting badmouth Whistler.
Okay.
That's it. I'll leave it at that.
Badmouth Whistler.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah, let's keep this train rolling. I just queued up a track off the brand new Death Charge LP, which has been on my turntable constantly the last 2 weeks. It's a really fucking awesome record, so check it out. The rest of the record's a lot more goth, but I decided to play more punk jam. So here we go. Let's play this.
We'll be right back.
Winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. At the start of the set, we heard a bunch of Portland. We heard three Portland and one
L.A.
L.A. Okay, at the start, Death Charge, Born to an Early Death was the name of the release. No title, and that one is on what label?
It's on, I don't know. I think it might be on Whispers in Darkness. I could be wrong, though.
Okay.
I don't have it in front of me.
Could be wrong, because we're not always right. And we followed with Salted City from the Rebirth 7-inch title track. And what label is that one on?
Let me look. Adelante, or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know anything about that label or who does it. But.
And, we both got to see them at the Stork Fest last week. It was fucking, it was cool. It was, I thought they were really rocking. I asked you if you had any of their records out, because I thought they were pretty good, and I thought they were pretty good. And they seem to be really kind of, nothing to knock against a lot of the bands that played the Stork Fest, but they seem to not really have a shtick going. They just seem to be playing punk, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what Grant does, the guitar player.
It wasn't like, okay, let's be a DB band. Let's be one of the, like a post-punk goth band. Let's just play old-school hardcore punk.
They were just punk.
Is that a fair assessment?
I'd say so.
Okay,
just
good.
Just a straight-up punk band.
And, Bellicose Minds in the set before that, Mine Thieves from their... 7-inch on Whisper and Darkness Records, I'm going to say. Am I right?
It's on Whispers and Darkness. Yeah. Yeah, they, them and Mundo Muerto, who we played after the song Hysteria, those two bands, along with Hell Control, still distort for me, man. Like, those were the top-notch acts, I'd say.
Okay, so this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. www.streetpunkradio.com for the playlists and podcasts and all that kind of fun stuff. We're going to leave you with one more. This is the band that headlined Night 2 of Distort Fest. Night 3, yeah. Usually it's two nights that night. It was three, but I missed them. Well, I saw them, but I remember bits and pieces of them. You didn't see them due to some politics.
Due to dicks running the rickshaw.
Yeah, but here they are anyways. It's the Unruled from their 1984 7-inch reissue on Schizophrenic Records. Time's running out for us, and this is a track called Time is Running Out. Have a good day. I'll speak to you soon.
See you next week.
All right. Yeah.
We'll be right back.